Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where a great recognition has spread among the majority of American people, I would say, which is that pregnancy, a childbearing, producing children, is a joy, it's a gift, it's sacred, it's amazing. It is all those things. But what if they devised sometime in the near future a very convenient means of having that baby without having it to carry and be carried inside of a woman? If the baby could just be put in a pod. There is a new movie called The Pod Generation, a little bit of science fiction, that talks about the idea of AI and technological advancement, and big tech companies are able to take the burden away of some of the inconvenience of pregnancy. What would that mean for our world, for our country? We will get to that film. Also a new film about a benign alien landing, or at least it seems benign, in a backyard in western Pennsylvania. That and much more on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also be talking about public schools that aren't public, that far from being open to all, limit admission according to strict and arbitrary district lines, and people even get put into jail if they try to get their kids into another school that is more functional. We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. But first up, a call of the week.
The call of the week.
I get so overwhelmed. I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on the Michael Medved Show.
And the winner is... And the winner is from August of 2012, and it's Sam in San Antonio.
Hello, Michael.
Yes, sir.
I ain't first time calling. I've been calling for about 2 weeks, but never can get through on the disagreement day over there. The deal is on the raccoons and the nutrias over there you was talking about 2 weeks ago over there.
Uh-huh, yeah. Do you have nutria in Texas?
What do you mean we have nutria? Well, we need everywhere. All over South Texas got nutria. Got plenty of coons, too.
You sounded drunk or something on the radio.
And, you know, there's some redeeming values around here that you just vehemently refuse to acknowledge or even know about. And tell me a heck of a lot about how you Yankees are up there. You know, you really don't know a lot about wild animals down here in South Texas, down here.
Are you really calling from San Antonio? I don't think you sound like an authentic Texan to me.
Michael, I'm authentic Texan. I had like five generations.
Do you like raccoons?
Michael.
Yes.
We cook them. Look at you.
What kind of dish do you...
My wife's got a beautiful raccoon fur coat over there. Them are as good as a mink.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That I don't believe.
We make coats out of them.
Appreciate your call, Sam. Again, even we have 13 years from that call, I still don't believe he was really a South Texan. And nutria, for people who don't know about nutria, they look like beavers, but they're not admirable animals like beavers are, who care for their young and build elaborate houses and beaver dams that have some actual value. Nutria are animals that don't belong here. They're not native to North America. They were brought out by the same family that used to, that actually invented Tabasco sauce, and they brought them out to inhabit sort of a family estate, and now they've spread all over the place. As if Portland doesn't have enough problems, they have in Oregon, in northern Oregon, particular nutria infestation. And I know in Louisiana now, they, and this is not a joke, they offer bounty on nutria. So people who cherish their Second Amendment rights can exercise those rights by ridding the local folk of this particularly disgusting infestation. And speaking of particularly disgusting infestations, there's a piece in the Journal today about California. And it points out that California has spent more than $20 billion on housing for the homeless since 2020. Yet public encampments continue to grow. San Francisco progressives are learning government can build more shelter, but that doesn't mean that homeless people use those shelters. The city of San Francisco released data this week showing that 55% of homeless individuals rejected shelter when offered it. The majority! Days earlier, a giant fire destroyed a housing complex under construction. The blaze is under investigation, but residents in the area say they repeatedly complained to the city about fires igniting around homeless encampments. Mayor London Breed threw her hands up in response. We can't force people to accept or stay in shelters, and we're unable to prevent people from setting up an encampment in an area that was just cleared. Why are you unable to do that? With enough enforcement, it's impossible to prevent people from setting up a new encampment? This is a situation we're in, she tweeted Wednesday. She's right. San Francisco, writes the Wall Street Journal, is under a federal injunction that bars officials from enforcing laws against camping or sleeping in public spaces as long as its homeless population exceeds available shelter beds. As we recently explained, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the Eighth Amendment's ban on cruel and unusual punishment creates a right to vagrancy. Many homeless prefer to live on the streets where they can freely use drugs. People are coming here for so many different reasons, including the ease of access to getting these drugs, Mayor Breed recently noted. Since 2016, San Francisco's homeless budget has ballooned to $672 million from $224 million. That's incredible. In 8 years. Yet the number of homeless in shelters has increased by a mere 736. In other words, that equates to $609,000 in higher annual spending for each additional individual in shelter. $609,000. That's on top of the $20 billion that Democrats in Sacramento have thrown at the homeless problem. A local ballot measure in 2018, championed by Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff, increased San Francisco business taxes by some $300 million annually to build more homeless housing. Yet the tax increase has merely given businesses another incentive on top of a rampant crime and shoplifting to move jobs out of the city. San Francisco's homeless epidemic is a result in large part of the familiar problems of drug addiction and mental illness, but a particular problem is the refusal to prosecute drug crimes. In 2014, California's Proposition 47, which was backed by Governor Newsom and other progressives, effectively decriminalized drug use and shoplifting. Localities can't use the threat of jail to induce addicts to receive treatment. Democrats in Sacramento plan to ask voters next year for approval to borrow $15 billion more to reduce homelessness. Only a progressive, they write, could imagine that this will work any better than the last tens of billions. How about instead repealing the misconceived law that is fueling the problem? Speaking about misconceived laws, non-public public schools, coming up.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
On the Michael Medved Show, there is a general assumption from a majority of American parents that public schools are a public resource. They are wide open. They are available to everybody. You can go where you want to go. and that it's actually private schools that shut the door on people based upon their ability to pay. Not so simple, says Dr. Kerry Ingraham, who is a senior fellow of Discovery Institute. She is also director of Discovery Institute's American Center for Transforming Education. She's also a visiting fellow at the Outstanding Independent Women's Forum and a fellow at Yes, Every Kid Foundation. Her articles have appeared all over the country in Real Clear Education, The Washington Times, Wall Street Journal, New York Post, and more. Dr. Ingram, what is the deal with your research showing that there are communities now in 24 states where parents can be criminally prosecuted for providing false home addresses in order to get their kids into the public schools that they would prefer?
Well, Michael, thanks for having me. And you're exactly right. There was a new report released this week by an organization called Available to All, and it found that in at least 24 states, parents can be criminally prosecuted for giving an address that's not their primary residence. So, you know, if they spend part of the time at grandma and grandpa's, before school or after school, weekends, you know, they go as far as to come after these families if it's not their primary address. And it's not just hypothetical that they can be. We've seen for the past 10-plus years this actually happening to parents. So as just one example, 16 parents in Maryland and Virginia were charged with providing these fraudulent addresses for just trying to send their child to either a public school that was not failing, that was better performing, or it was a safer environment for their children. And as a result, they were charged tuition. So again, these are public schools charging tuition. And in these, in the case of these 16 families, that tuition was $10,000 to $14,000 per child per year. Another example, from in Ohio, a mom was sentenced. She was charged $70,000 of public school tuition for her two daughters. And she went off and spent 10 days in jail. Her father, and they used his address, he was taking care of the children after school each day. He was sentenced to jail as well and eventually died in jail. So the lengths that these public schools are going, it's just, it's shameful. This is a government service. It shouldn't be restricted based upon home address when there's room and space in other schools for these children.
I know that your work shows that a lot of these boundary lines that determine what school you must send your child to are entirely arbitrary. They're not based on civic boundaries. What are they based on in terms of the arbitrariness and inflexibility of those school boundaries?
There's a lot of history there. Dating back to some segregation ideas of these boundary lines, as a way to discriminate, to keep kids from certain zip codes, certain neighborhoods, from mixing in with other children. So let me give you just one example here. In Chicago, there's an area called the Old Town neighborhood, and there's two elementary schools in that neighborhood, just a mere mile apart from one another. And according to data that came out this year from the Illinois State Board of Education, in one of those elementary schools, 72% of children are proficient in reading. In the other elementary school, only 3% of children are proficient in reading.
Whoa, so, a difference of 74% to 3%?
72% to 3%.
Holy
yes,
cow.
A mere mile away. And so, based upon so specific where your home is, that address, I mean, that's like a death sentence to the future of that child, that they're not going to be able to read when only 3 out of every 100 students in that school can. Within a mile, you've got another elementary school where 72% of children are learning to read. And so these lines, you know, they're very arbitrary. There's room in these other schools. But we've got the teacher unions, the education bureaucrats, their political allies continuing to insist not just on keeping kids in the public system, but restricting them to a single assigned school.
Okay, tell me, I'm mystified by something here, and I think everybody listening to us is. If you have these two schools and one of them's working and the other one clearly is not, what interest would the teachers' unions or the education administrators, the bureaucrats, have in keeping people, making it impossible for them to leave the school where nobody's learning?
A lot of it is the idea that certain children, in their viewpoint, can't learn, that they're more difficult to educate. And so they don't want to accept those children into their schools. So instead of looking at the school and saying, it's our job, we're accountable, we're responsible to provide outstanding education, they're saying, no, these children can't come to our school for that reason. Also, they don't want families to have a choice, not just to exit the public system, but exit specific schools, because it all deals with their funding based upon how many students are assigned to specific schools. And then the more funding they have, it all trickles up to the teacher pay, as well as their dues increase. Those dues go into the pockets of the union leaders, their political allies, and it's just this cycle. So it's not in the best interest of children. It's in the best interest, really, of the finances of those organizations and their political allies.
In the few moments we have left, how would the now rampaging desire for school choice, how would that overcome this problem, Carrie Ingraham?
Well, we've got, private schools where they do have some academic, behavioral, or other admission standards, but they're not keeping children out based simply on address or where they live. And so what we've seen in the last two legislative cycles in 2022 and 2023 is nine states now have enacted universal school choice, which removes the financial barrier for families to exit the system. So we need to keep universal school choice going across our country, but we also need to implement open enrollment within the public system so families can pick the school that they want, because these schools need to be accountable to families. And when you open up the market, then there's transparency, financial accountability, and let families select the school.
This is a fascinating alternative, open enrollment. People can read more about it. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner on Discovery Institute, because this work is important and highly relevant. Also important, a big new podcast based on true crime, starring Katz. What is going on? Stay tuned on The MedVed Show.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Reaction continuing to come in as Attorney General Merrick Garland is appointing U.S. Attorney David Weiss as special counsel in the investigation of Hunter Biden. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman, Republican from Missouri, Jason Smith, is skeptical of Weiss on Fox News.
I mean, Mr. Weiss is the single architect over that sweetheart plea agreement deal that the judge in Delaware threw out just a few weeks ago.
The number of illegal immigrants in Border Patrol facilities has more than doubled, roughly 3 months after Title 42, the Trump-era expulsion policy, ended. The latest custody data shows that the two sectors along the U.S.-Mexico border have exceeded their holding capacities. President Biden once again spending the weekend at his Delaware beach house. Tim Berg, USA News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Right now, everybody knows there is a fix on all things about true crime, but today we're hearing about a new mystery involving an ambushed delivery truck and some possible kitty culprits. Britt Prawat needs no introduction. She's co-host of Crime Junkie, which is Apple Podcast number one show of 2022, boasting over, okay, listen to this, 500 million downloads and reigning as the most listened to, the most followed, and the most shared free podcast in the USA. And she is right here and available to chat. First of all, Britt, we know that you love two things. You love true crime stories, and you also love animals. How do those stories and the animals, specifically cats, get together?
Temptations kind of came to me with this great idea. They are launching their dried cat food product, and in order to do that, they're talking about, you know, how irresistible this product is to cats everywhere, so irresistible that they may be willing to commit a crime to access it. So we got our heads together and created a fictional crime podcast all about this caper, and I get to go through the suspects, look at the evidence, you know, check out alibis along with the listeners throughout the whole first episode. And then there's a second episode which does reveal a perpetrator. And it's so much fun, and I'm really excited to kind of blend my expertise and favorite genre with this amazing product with Temptation.
Okay, this is called, it's a true crime limited series podcast called Catch a Cat Burglar. And what is so irresistible about this particular kitty caper?
About the caper itself, it has everything. It has a crime that happens in the dead of night. It has suspects. It has varied evidence and alibis that don't quite match up. And, of course, at the very heart of it all, it has the irresistible Temptations dry cat food. So it really is kind of an immersive situation and immersive process to get listeners of the true crime genre podcast and animal lovers alike to kind of join in on the fun to participate in this product campaign.
Okay, there are literally millions of people out there who are crime junkie fans. Mm-hmm. What are some of the favorite cases that you've covered actually over the years?
Well, one of the cases that has stuck with me the most, at least, is a case that we did early on in Crime Junkie on the murder of April Tinsley. It was a murder of a little girl that happened about an hour and a half from where I grew up in Indiana, and it went unsolved for decades. It was a really important case for me and Ashley, my host on Crime Junkie, and we told the story. We've always been really invested in the case, and a few months after our episode released, there was a suspect named, charges brought, a conviction made, and so not only is it kind of a hometown case for us, a really tragic story of a little girl who was murdered, but to have some justice in the end makes it a really special, special case to me.
When it comes to Catch a Cat Burglar, this new project that you're involved with, how can Crime Junkie fans interact, help uncover, help solve some of this new mystery?
Yeah, for sure. You can check out temptationstreats.com/cat-burglar to find out all the information to listen to the episodes. And you can also interact by posting pictures of your kitty culprits and using the hashtag #TemptationsCatchACatBurglar. And every one of those hashtag submissions can enter you into a contest to win Temptations Dry cat food, treats, swag, and even a trip for two to Pop Cats in Seattle. So there's a lot of opportunity to interact with this really fun project that I'm working on.
And where are listeners able to tune in to Catch a Cat Burglar?
You can listen to Crime Junkie Podcast wherever you listen to your podcast, whether that's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever that may be. And you can catch a Cat Burglar at temptationstreats.com/cat-burglar.
And what should people expect in terms of, I don't want to say what should they expect in terms of surprises, because then that takes away the surprise. But what kind of new directions should they be looking toward from this new project?
I think they should expect to be taken inside the investigation of the interesting crime of, again, irresistibility, and lean into the mischievousness that cats can bring to the table that they knock glasses off of often, just really go along for the ride of a really, really fun project, a really fun story, try to solve the caper along with me.
Well, Britt, let me ask you this. Do you know how many millions of families offhand have cats as members of the family?
I do not, but I'd venture to say the Venn diagram is probably pretty close to a circle, maybe? I don't know.
Right. I mean, there's a tremendous number of people, and obviously this is a way to indulge your love for cats with their love for the Temptations product, which is a part of this number one cat treats brand. The upcoming release of a true crime limited series podcast, Catch a Cat Burglar, all about an irresistible kitty caper, and people who find kitties, cats irresistible, will find this as satisfying as they already do the wildly popular series by Crime Junkie that stars, features, created by our guest, Britt Prawat. This will be something that people will find a little bit different from some of the more conventional entertainment that is offered out there. Britt, wish you good luck, a great weekend coming up. And what about beyond cat theft or cat food theft? What about name theft? There's a story in the New York Post that the Subway company that makes those sandwiches for people announced a contest offering somebody free sandwiches for life if that individual just changed their first name to Subway. It's a tactic that's working. Subway announced this week that in just 96 hours, nearly 10,000 people have committed to eating fresh, in quotes, by offering to legally change their names in hopes of being the lucky winner. Subway Medved doesn't sound right. In order to enter the contest, hopefuls simply had to offer themselves up for the name change by submitting their full moniker at subwaynamechange.com. Okay, the winner will be picked later this month, according to the company, and the company will even cover the $750 in legal fees for the official name change. Isn't your own name that you were given and born with worth preserving? Well, it's worth taking a look at that whole birth process. There's a new movie called The Pod Generation featuring Emilia Clarke, and Jules, which is a movie about a strange alien invader starring Ben Kingsley, distinguished actor. And then a movie about the early days of hip-hop in Toronto, which is not, I didn't think, associated with a huge hip-hop community, but that's there as well. And the Jane Curtin, who a lot of people will remember fondly, is also featured in that film, Jules. We'll review all three of them coming up on the Medved Show. You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily, and it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal, and then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there, and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wishing everyone a peaceful and pleasant and productive weekend, and one that maybe can bring some enrichment to your life with some entertainment in air-conditioned movie theaters during a time of heat. The latest from Hollyweird. Okay, the first film that we'll review is actually pretty weird. It's a film that is a British-Belgian-American co-production, and it stars Emilia Clarke and Chiwetel Ejiofor. Emilia Clarke of Game of Thrones and Chiwetel Ejiofor of best known for 12 Years a Slave. And these two are a couple in the near future, and they have put their names on a list for what is called the Womb Center, which will allow them to have a baby without using anybody's uterus. Why? Because there are these big plastic eggs in which the babies are scientifically developed and pretty much guaranteed to come out healthy, if not happy. The film and some of its dialogue sound like this.
We got a spot at the Womb Center.
You put us on a wait list to have a baby and an egg.
No, it's not an egg.
It's an egg.
Women are reluctant to have children because it's not made convenient. We want them to pursue their careers and dreams.
We can't live in the past. I want to have a child with you.
Let's do it, Rachel.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just not ready to be a mother.
You know, no one's a mother just like that. You become one.
Okay, and part of what this movie does and that makes it so successful, and it is it's basically believable, but it's also very pro-pregnancy. Chiwetel Ejiofor plays a botanist who loves the idea of natural processes. And he is initially very allergic to this idea of having a new society, which you see on film, of people walking around with great big plastic eggs strapped to their body so that they are actually carrying their child before it's ready to be, according to corporate formula, turned loose from that outside egg. The only drawback of the entire film is the conclusion, which is not entirely unexpected, and doesn't really end up making as strong a statement as the rest of the film does about the glories of parenthood and nature. It is rated PG-13 for some references to human sexuality and human processes of reproduction. PG-13, 3 stars for The Pod Generation. Next film is a movie called Brother. And it will remind people who watch it of movies like Boys in the Hood. It's about two boys of a single mother growing up in the Scarborough neighborhood of Toronto in Canada. And they're Caribbean immigrants. It's a whole community of Caribbean immigrants. And trying to find their way and to keep their little and insecure family together. Listen.
Michael, you still can't accept it.
It's been 10 years.
Francis, please, I'll marry Jim.
No matter how poor you are, you can always show the world you're not a nobody. Everybody knowing your break's coming.
The film is extremely well directed and well acted. The director is a rising star in Canada. His name is Clement Vergo, and the two stars are named Lamar Johnson and Aaron Pierre. Had I ever heard of them before? Absolutely not. Will we hear of them again? Certainly. These are very gifted performers, even in a long and slow-moving two-hour film, and one with very melodramatic content. The performances and the chemistry, particularly between the older and the younger brother, are so powerful that the film ends up watchable. It is rated unrated officially, but it would be rated a very hard R because of very harsh language and some extremely vivid and disturbing violence. 2.5 stars for Brother. A completely different film is a film called Jewels, starring the acclaimed actor. He's a star of both Gandhi, of course, and of Schindler's List, Ben Kingsley. And it's Ben Kingsley with some hair, artificial hair, I'm afraid, but still not the way you've seen him before. He plays an eccentric in a small Pennsylvania town who is not taken seriously when he reports an alien landing in his backyard. Listen.
A UFO has crashed in my backyard, has taken out my azaleas, and destroyed my bird bed.
When you talk like that, it makes them all take us less seriously.
Did you just say UFO?
What is that?
Remember the spaceship? This is a little man who came out of it.
He's got to be a secret. Don't tell anybody.
You think we can call him Jules?
He's no Jules. He's more of a Gary.
Your dad was in here earlier. He said he was buying apples for an alien.
Like an illegal alien?
Maybe he's trying to tell you something.
I'm worried. What you have said has not been normal.
I'm okay.
It's better than okay. It's actually a completely delightful and charming film that goes in unexpected directions. The alien here is played by a remarkable and very small actress named Jade Kwan. Jane Curtin plays one of the friends of the lonely main character who is worried about his own deterioration and possible senility. But the alien is very real and has a beneficial impact on everyone around her, though she never speaks. Is it reminiscent of E.T.? Only in a positive way, and obviously centered not on a child and a relationship to a creature from another planet, but related in this case to an elderly gentleman. Ben Kingsley's marvelous. The characters are charming. The movie is rated PG-13 just for some frightening language, I guess. It's actually very mild and probably eligible for most kids. Three stars for Jules, which is by the young director Mark Chertletaub, who, again, does such a sensitive job with all of the interactions here that the movie is a memorable pleasure. Speaking of memorable pleasures, coming up on Monday, the city of Portland bans drinking in public, and they do, drinking alcohol, but not banning, they don't ban smoking meth or fentanyl. Why not? Not dangerous enough? We will get to this particular riddle on Monday. Also, speaking of riddles, the nation's best-known public colleges and universities have been on an unfettered spending spree over the past two decades, building new skylines, pouring money into big-time sports programs, and hiring layers and layers of administrators. And they've passed the bill along to students. How is that working? There's also a new blue-collar anthem, as it's called, that is making a huge hit on social media. It's a movie, it's a song called Rich Men North of Richmond. And it doesn't have a positive opinion of rich men at all. There's also, we're going to be discussing with John Yoo, conservative legal scholar, what the implications are on some of the limitations imposed today on what Donald Trump can say or do about his legal situation and the challenges coming up. And we'll also speak with Jonathan Allen, NBC reporter from the campaign trail in Iowa and the Iowa State Fair. And maybe, just maybe, an indication of a surprise surge by which candidate or candidates. We will get to that and to much, much more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Sign up today for the free MedVid newsletter with new columns, commentaries, and movie reviews. Go to michaelmedved.com.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.